You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you've tuned in on Friday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on the broadcast. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to visit with as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, she holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is considered one of the best intuitive tarot consultants in the United States. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your personal intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody. I am so happy to be back on the air. I've had a very, very busy last 3 weeks. Company in town, someone getting married, all kinds of cool stuff. But I wanted to let you know that I'm back. I'm back Fridays live now between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. If I don't have enough callers, I do end the program after 30 minutes. So that's why it's very important for y'all to hook up and get on the air. And by the way, I do tend to spend a little bit more time with you if you honestly tell me it's your birthday, because I will do a little something special for you if it's your birthday month. So if you call in and it happens to be your birthday, I do that little extra special thing for you. A couple things I wanted to tell you about before I go to your calls. I'm the author of 3 books. So the first book is the one that I wrote 15 years ago, and the original title of the book was Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Well, I republished it on Amazon.com, and you can either get it print version or you can get it downloaded. And I've changed the name to Dice Wisdom. So for those of you who have listened to the program for some time, you know that Dice Wisdom is also now an app for your iPhone or Android. So it's a way of asking questions right on your phone. But this is the story I wanted to share with you because it is a way of turning something into your advantage. Back when I wrote another book called The Seventh Wish, and it was a book about a leprechaun and a human finding a magical horseshoe. And it's a story that's geared for tweens between the ages of about 8 and 13 or so. But it's got some life lessons in it that adults seem to enjoy it too. Well, a couple of years ago, another author came along and wrote a book called The Seventh Wish. That author had a little bit more mojo than I did, and suddenly you could not find my book on Amazon or even on the internet without doing a deliberate search for it. So what happened was, is I'm talking to a friend of mine, and my friend says, you know, Mona, whatever happened to your leprechaun book? And I told her the story, and she said, you know, I've always loved that story. And so just those wonderful, encouraging words shifted something for me. So I'm in the shower, and, you know, you get some of your best thoughts in the shower. So I'm in the shower, and I'm washing my hair, and I suddenly go, oh, my gosh. I could change the title of my book to The Selfish Wish instead of The Seventh Wish, because the premise of the book is our human has this magical horseshoe and has to grant 7 wishes to 7 selfish wishes to 7 people, with the seventh wish being his selfish wish. Well, what happens is that I decide, okay, I'm going to change the title. So my very first phone call was to Amazon to see if I changed the title, could I keep the reviews that I had on the original title? And they said yes. So then I jumped on the internet to see if, and where I get my websites, to see if theselfishwish.com was taken as a domain name. It was not. So I snagged that as a domain name. So now I suddenly have the book redone. And so what I did recently, and part of the reason why I was out of touch for a while as I was getting some things done, is that now The Selfish Wish is not only a downloadable book on Amazon.com, but it is also a paperback. So that is a wonderful little story. It's a great bedtime story. It's kind of got the vibe of The Princess Bride, It's definitely a story that can be shared with everybody. And there's those of you who have ever been to Vegas can see some Vegas things in it, because that's kind of how we do this. But anyway, the reason I bring all of that up is that if that one person hadn't said, you know, I really liked your book, because I was actually going to dismiss it. I was going to not do the book. I was just going to let it go until she said that one thing. So the power of how you interact with people is so, so crucial and amazing. So just wanted to share that with you, because I thought it was like kind of a cool story. So I'm going to go to area code 760. Hello, 760. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Mona, this is Joy. How are you?
Hi, Joy. What's your question for me today?
Okay, so my question is, my husband and I are working towards closing two sales at the moment. One's closer to completion than the other. And I wanted to know what our best course of action to have those finalized is right now.
Well, the way your cards are coming up is this real struggle financially with this closing. And what's interesting here is that your husband is reluctant, and it also looks like the other person, maybe the person's looking to buy, is reluctant. What's going on with that?
Wow. I'm not sure, actually. I really felt, and Christopher felt too, that he has really let go of all of this stuff. And the other person there, I don't know about reluctance on that part, but they still have quite a bit of work to do towards coming up with the offer for us on the first one.
Yeah, and here's my take on that. Is that either the other person is afraid to spend the money or does not have the money.
Okay.
So on that one deal, it feels like you're counting on somebody that may not be, they might intellectually think they want it, but I'm not sure they physically can do it. So my recommendation would be to actually ask the question, are you able to close in 5 days? That would be the specific question I would ask.
Okay.
Because when you ask that question and then he turns around and says, no, I actually don't have the money to do that, then what happens is that you can say, okay, well, we are going to put it back on the market. We're going to put it back on the table, and that's going to make all the difference.
Okay.
Because either that person's going to be pushed forward, or they're going to step back and realize that they can't do it.
Okay.
Now, here's the other thing that I'm seeing for you is you have this card that talks about, this is sort of a big deal. You have this card that talks about people that are jealous of some of the things that you guys have achieved.
Yes, absolutely.
And so what's going on here is that it almost feels like they're, I don't want to say beaming you bad mojo, but they're not being, it's not so much that, because I can see the jealousy there, but they don't really have any power to hold you back, right?
Right, yes.
So, but what I'm seeing is that a little less time with the small-minded people would be really a good thing. So the deals that are looking to close, which I definitely see that's going to happen, and I actually feel that things move forward for you as soon as May, which is only like a few months away, that in May you guys get to make your firm commitment moving forward again with the things you want to do. But any rushing right now is not going to work to your benefit. If you rush anything, it's not going to work to your benefit.
Yeah, we're just kind of financially depending on these, on at least one of them. That's the thing.
Well, here's the thing, is that you have the number five working for your benefit, all right? That's
mm-hmm.
why I've suggested that you have your husband ask the other person, can you close in 5 days? Because what it's saying here is that it feels like you're being strung along by the one deal. And that's
okay.
the thing that has me worried. So if you were to call and just say, you know, hey, somebody else has expressed interest in this deal, so we're going to give you 5 days to close.
Could it be the 5th of February, because that's the date I had in mind, rather than 5 days?
Oh, well, then that's probably why the 5 is coming up. But, yeah, that could be it. But here's the thing is that I keep getting the word in my head, make sure that the buyer is vetted. Make sure the buyer really is qualified. Because
right.
what I keep, I either get this reluctance because he's afraid to spend money, or he's cheap with money, or he doesn't have the money, and he's just trying to show off like he does.
All right. It's a lady, and, you know, the industry that she's in, I know she's a little bit nervous about buying something as big as this because she hasn't done
right.
it before, but she does have a very good reputation.
I don't know who this man is, unless it's the vibe that your husband has taken on because you're both worried about money.
Okay.
So now, by the way, I'm going to ask you, because this usually represents a earth sign man, a Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo. Is your husband one of those?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then this is not him. This is somebody that's part of the deal that is either coaching the person that has the money to be a little bit more, I don't know, cheap about it. But there's this influence of, the only way I can explain it is cheap. There's an influence
right.
of cheap, frugal, but it's not coming from you. It's coming from whoever's connected with the purchase. So it could
okay.
be the first property or the second deal or whatever it is.
Right.
But there
it could
is
be
something
the
about.
One. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there is something about the number five that's your power number. Now, the vibration of the number five is a couple of things. Resonates to the planet Mercury, which is the planet of communication. But it also
yeah.
is very, very clear communication, and typically in writing, and
right.
the vibe of a total commitment. So
okay.
it's the vibe of a total commitment, and that's the vibe you need to click in on. It's the vibe you need to embrace, because what I keep getting here with your cards is that you got a weird influence of somebody being cheap with the deal, even though it will benefit them in the long run.
Okay.
You see what I mean? So
yes.
So what you have here is that this looks like it's going through with this vibe of a total commitment, and that this is where your husband comes in, where he goes into the vibe of creating the opportunity. And that's
okay.
all he has to say to himself, is we are creating the opportunity. As a matter of fact, that might be the verbiage that he uses when he's talking about the deal. We're helping you create an opportunity.
Okay.
And the more you kind of use those words, the more you use the potential of the future words, the more the other person buys in on it, you see?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Joy, thank you so much for the call. Awesome to talk to you.
Thank you, too. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day,
right.
day and a wonderful year.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 202 area code. Hello, 202.
Hi.
Who's this?
Yeah. Hi. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. What's
Hello?
Your question for me today? What's
yeah,
your question for me today?
me and my husband, we're having marriage problems.
Right.
And it feels like we're just living in this marriage with no love and stuff, you know. So I want to know what you're seeing.
Okay, so if you have the computer on, if you can turn that off, that would be great, because sometimes it comes across as a repeating thing on the program.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. How about now?
That's fine. That's better.
It's better?
So here's the thing with your husband, all right? Your husband absolutely loves you. There is absolutely no question here that he loves you, all right? But here's what I think has happened, and this is how it's coming up in the cards, right? You have a man that when you first hooked up with him, you thought he was the sexiest dude on the planet. You thought that he hung the stars and the moon. You thought all this wonderful stuff about him, right? So when you first met him, you did whatever you could to pave the way, to communicate with him, to be everything that you wanted in a relationship. So you did everything to pave the way for communication, for the two of you to be connected, all of that. You did all that work, all right? Okay, now here you are going, well, I've done all this work. How come I'm not getting the same attention back? Okay?
Okay.
So here, and I'm going to give you an old saying. And the old saying is this. Men marry women hoping they never change. Sorry, right. I forgot to put my phone on Do Not Disturb before my radio program, so that's my bad. Okay, so
no worries.
Men marry women hoping they never change, and women marry men hoping to God that they do. So here's the thing. You have the most successful card in my entire deck as a conclusion to your reading. And if you want to make it better with your husband, this is something, use your own words, but this would be the vibe that I would say. Honey, I owe you an apology. And he's going to look at you like, what? Like you have two heads, right? You're going to go, what? I owe you an apology because when we first hooked up, I did whatever I could to get your attention. I did whatever I could to make sure that you could talk to me, that we could be connected. And basically, I decided to stop doing that. Because I thought that you would give me a little bit of what I gave you back. And what I realized is that was unfair of me, because you got to know the person that was open and engaging and communicative and all of that. And I'm the one that shut down. Because according to this man adores you. He thinks you're the best thing since sliced bread and peanut butter. And you're the one that went, well, gee, I thought that he'd step forward after all this giving I've been doing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm the one.
Having said all of after saying all of that, you guys are in a soulmate relationship here. There's a reason the two of you are together. The biggest reason that you're with him is that you make him fearless to be able to face the day. Because of your support and love for him, this says that he has the ability to accomplish amazing things.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't surprise me that his career may have also taken a big step forward after you guys got together, because he didn't have to worry about that because he found his partner. You see?
Right.
So here's the thing. All I want you to do is take a little step back and say to him, I kind of owe you an apology. If you're wondering why I've been weird lately, and you just say it. Now, he's going to totally understand that. And because you say it that way, he's going to step forward. But I don't see you guys getting a divorce. I don't see any of that. I see that the two of you actually work it out together, and you go, oh, okay, this is, okay. And I'm going to say something kind of silly to you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. You're gonna laugh when I say this, okay? But some relationships are like training a puppy or a kitten, okay? Puppies
right.
and kittens
right.
remember what they're they remember what they're rewarded for, not what they're punished for.
Oh right. Yeah.
So you got to look at your husband like he's a puppy or a kitten, and start rewarding the behavior you like, and ignore the behavior
right.
you don't. Unless, of course, the behavior is destructive. But in most cases, it is you celebrate and embrace the behavior you like. You ignore the behavior you don't. Because
okay.
you guys are supposed to stay together. You guys got big stuff to accomplish, especially by the end of this year. So take a little baby step back, because
right.
that's what it's saying, that you guys are going to make this
okay.
happen. So it's all... Fabulous, lovey. Thank you for the call.
Great. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Okay,
all right. I've got somebody here from the 714 area code. Hello, 714. Do you have a question
Hello.
For me today? Hi.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for calling.
Perfect. It's Sherry from Bend, Oregon.
Oh, hi, Sherry. What's your question?
I have multiple great business opportunities at this moment. And I'd love your insights into how do I discern, not just if they're good, because I have already discerned that, but the order in which I take them on so that I don't take on too much at once.
Okay, so it's interesting that you asked it that way. Because you have a card that talks about there's a partnership that blooms in February. What's interesting is that you have not even tapped into the idea of how amazing this partnership can be. But it is, this looks like a friendship or even romantic partnership that takes on a deeper, more understanding, more flexible arrangement than you've ever been a part of before. So where some relationships are all or nothing, this relationship is, yeah, I can do this without putting any rules around it. All right. So the very first thing that happens in February is this lovey little partnership. Then there's a reason to celebrate connected with business in March. So what's happening here is you've got this sort of a romantic interest or a deeper friendship or partnership of some sort that happens in February. And then you have this celebration of taking on a new opportunity where you launch it in March. So one of the things I want to talk to you about is that 2019 vibrationally adds up to a 3, all right? So if you add 2 and 1 and 9 together, it equals 12. What's also interesting about your cards is you have a card that the major number 12 in traditional tarot is the Hanged Man. Well, you have that card reversed, which means you've already had your epiphany of what you want your life to look like. So you
mm-hmm.
have this card where you've dealt with, say, 12 years of pain, and that you finally realize that I don't have to live in this kind of pain anymore, and I can move forward now into the life that I really want to live. What's interesting is because the number 3 also resonates to the number 12, because you add 1 and 2 together, it's 3. The year is the vibration of a 3. 3 is the number of creativity. So the more creative you can be, and it's, I'm going to say it this way, the more creative you can be, the more successful you are, because you have this card that's the celebration card that is actually the number 3 card. Traditional tarot, that's the 3 of cups. That is the joy of 3 things coming together. One of them is love, one of them is something to do, and one of them is something to look forward to. So these 3 things are all coming together around March. So anything you launch, March is going to be the power month for it. And it says by the end of this year, you will create a level of financial freedom that is comfortable for you.
Yep, I feel that coming.
Yeah, here's the interesting thing is what you didn't ask. You asked about business opportunities. But what you didn't expect, and what I didn't expect to see in your cards, is this partnership or love relationship or deep friendship. And I don't want to dismiss it as friends with benefits, but it kind of is friends with benefits. It's not a defined relationship. It is an incredibly loving relationship that when the two of you are together, it feels like you've known each other for many lifetimes.
Yeah, I think I've met that person.
So here's the funny thing, is that this person also has the ability to take some stress off you, which is the most amazing thing that could happen with this relationship. So here you have these cards that all talk about your biggest goal in 2019 is to get to the point where money is a flow and it is a sense of freedom for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
made
the big
a lot
deal.
Of progress
so.
In that area. Fantastic. last little nuance. Do you see anything outside the country for me? Outside the United States.
This is not. Okay, it's not. It's saying that any persons connected with outside of the United States is actually coming toward you, not the other way around. So it's almost as if I want to tell you, take care of your own little playground first, and ask me that question again after March.
Sounds great. Awesome.
All right, my friend.
You're wonderful.
Thanks
Thank
for the
you.
Call. See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 775 area code. Hello, 775. Who's this?
Good morning, Mona. This is Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, hi, Wendy. What's your question?
Well, after 5 years of applying to a certain company, I'm finally having a telephone interview in about an hour at 10:30 for a similar position
as
what
fabulous.
I have.
Oh, how fabulous.
And I have prepped. I set the alarm. I took notes. I know who the CEO is. I know their values. And I have information as to why they should hire me. How will the telephone interview go? Will they hire me? And my concern is longevity. I need at least one solid
Wendy,
year. If I
Wendy,
my,
Wendy, 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 you got to calm down. You have got to calm down, sweetie. So there's a meditation on the internet called the 7-minute chakra clearing, okay? 7-minute chakra clearing. And it is this lovely little YouTube video that actually takes you all the way through the chakras and calms you down, okay? Because here's the thing. Just the way you ask me the question sounds like you're desperate. Okay, so what you do instead is when you have the interview, I want you to pretend as though you are a gracious hostess about to serve someone tea. That you take a big deep breath before you answer a question. You actually say, I'm so delighted that I have the opportunity to visit with you because I've always wanted to work for your company. Okay.
I like that.
But the more relaxed you are, I mean, I'm deliberately speaking slowly with you right now to calm you down because all I'm trying to say is that you have this, I want this job, I want this job, I want that's the vibe you're sending out. All right. I want this job. It's for me. It's for me. It's for me. That's not the way you get the job. The way you get the job is, I am absolutely delighted that I have the opportunity to speak with you. But you have to slow down how you're talking and not sound like you're on speed.
Okay.
Okay. But you say, I am absolutely delighted that I have the opportunity to visit with you. Thank you so much for this initial interview. All right. And then every question they ask you, you take a big, deep breath in, and then you answer. But I want you to practice speaking a little slower than you've been speaking Because when you make yourself slow down, well, you say of course, but sometimes you tend to ignore that. So what it's saying is that you have a very, very good chance of getting this job. You have a very good chance of getting this job. You just do not talk over the person when they're asking you a question. Take a big, deep breath. Talk about your experience. Talk about how you really envision having a long and mutually beneficial career. But don't go into the desperation of when it's going to end before you've even gotten the job.
Right.
Okay. So this is saying the interview is going to go lovely. So let it.
Okay.
Let the interview go lovely. All right. That's the word I want you to have in the back of your mind. It's going to be a lovely interview. All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. Good. All right. And then let me know what happens.
Thank you. The training is
okay. All right, I've got somebody here from the 412 area code. Sorry,
hi,
I forgot
how
to put
are
my
you?
Phone. I'm good. What's your first name?
Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. What's your question?
Yes, I wanted you to look at his name is Devin. What does he want from me?
All right, let's look. So Devin feels a little on the needy side to me, and what I'm getting here is that it's a little bit more of the vibration that what's in it for you, not what's in it for him.
Okay.
Yeah, because what I'm getting here is that there's another choice of a romantic interest that's coming towards you. And this is saying somewhere toward the end of February, beginning of March, and that would be the better choice. So I wouldn't put all my eggs in that basket connected with Devin, because what I'm getting here is that Devin may not be the best choice, and the person that's coming right around the corner might be. So that's the person that I really want you to concentrate on, okay? The new person.
Have I met
Devin.
That the new person already? Because I got a guy.
You might have. But what I like about the new person is it's more of a what's in it for us kind of vibe instead of a what's in it for him kind of vibe.
Okay, yeah.
And Keisha, here's the thing, is that do not settle for just somebody. Just don't settle. Be the person that is choosing your companion of choice, not somebody that is desperate. Okay?
Right.
Because here's the thing. The new guy or the guy that ends up stepping up here has got such a lovely mojo about him that it's not hard to deal with him. It's not, you're not second guessing yourself. You actually feel more like yourself. You see?
Okay.
And so with Devin, put him in the friend category and tell him he's just your friend. Seriously.
Next time he reaches out, he starts talking crazy when I tell him that.
Okay. But here's the thing is I keep getting a weird dependence from Devin toward you. Not a partnership, but a weird dependence. And that's what bothers me.
Okay.
You see what I mean? All right.
Uh-huh.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, got somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860, who's this?
Hi, Mona, this is Amla. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amla, what's your question?
I haven't talked to you. Happy New Year. I just want to say that.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
So I am like yearning, burning to meet somebody. I'm on the edge of my seat. I've done so much releasing in the last, it's been a tough 2 months, December, January. So I'm wondering if you see me with the light and meeting somebody really cool and awesome like me.
Well, Okay, so you have done an amazing job of letting go of the past. So
yes.
Now I'm going to ask you, what activities do you do to fill up your day that bring you joy in 2019?
So very simple. I do a lot of things. I'm into sound healing. I do yoga like 5 times a week at a center just to get out of the house and be around people. I actually created my own empowerment group, and it's the first meeting is next Sunday. So I'm tired of going to these groups where it feels like a therapy session. I want to be empowered, and so I created my own group, Positivity.
Okay, so I probably should have asked the question a different way.
Okay.
What do you do for fun?
Sound healing is my fun. I go to bands a lot, local bands, music.
Okay. Right.
I'm going to an art gallery this weekend. Yes.
Okay.
Things like that.
So here's the thing, is that now that I've asked you that, now I'm going to ask you, what can you do for fun that involves another person in the process? Okay, I'm going to throw a couple of suggestions at you, all right?
Sure.
One of the things that I'd love you to do is I would love it if you started, see if there was a chalk, boy, I just got this for you, so obviously it's meant for you.
Okay.
What if you were to start a chalk painting group on the sidewalk with like a meetup? Do chalk side. Okay. So it's where you actually show up with a bunch of like street chalk, and you make hopscotches. You actually do little pictures, and you welcome people to just make these. You know, it's like the Buddhists do the sand painting.
Yes.
And they spend hours and hours and days, even months, creating something that's going to be destroyed. All right?
Yes.
The other cool thing is that you could actually find some sort of a domino group where you actually set up dominoes, and then after you're done setting up the dominoes, you actually knock one over and you film it.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
Okay. Now, here's the other cool thing is you could actually call it domino meditation. So as you're placing each – I know
yes. –
So as you're placing each domino, it could be an emotion of release initially, but then it could be an emotion or a word of power toward the end.
Absolutely.
So as you're having people set the dominoes, and the funny thing is that the very first domino thing just might be a straight line toward a round something that all also, you know, falls down, because everything, you know, everything is a circle, right?
Right,
So the thing is that you create these fun activities that are meant to be social. They're meant to be connected. They're meant to be people doing something simple that you don't need training to do.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Okay. So answer your question, it's going to be by doing something random like that you meet somebody. Now, if you're really looking for someone that's in great shape, my recommendation would be that you do your chalk painting in front of a gym or an indoor rock climbing studio.
Yes. Yes.
So
that
you show
great.
Up and you just do wonderful, powerful medallions that you make up on each sidewalk, or you actually do a hopscotch. And if a guy's good looking, go, I dare you do the hopscotch with a big grin.
Yeah. Do you feel like a month that might be magical for me in the next few months about
actually,
me?
Your power month for romance this year is May.
Okay.
The thing is that creating any kind of group where people just show up to do stuff, it could be picking up litter, right? It could be the domino thing. It could be chalk painting. It could be you just go around the city and do random hopscotches in front of gyms.
Yes.
You make an ornate hopscotch in front of a gym with chalk. Just randomly do it.
Yep. It's building community. And actually, this is what I'm doing with the empowerment group in my own way, is that each meeting would be, that makes complete sense. Yes.
Okay. So the other thing you can do is on the sidewalk, the sidewalk always has those, the little, there's a crack in the sidewalk, right? So each little tile of the sidewalk, you could just put a power word.
Yes.
You see what so what happens is that you're just randomly writing words in chalk, which no one's going to punish you for that, but they're all words of love, power, abundance, health, success, prosperity, epiphany, all of these wonderful health, all of the, vibrant, all these wonderful words that you can actually just put on the sidewalk randomly.
Absolutely.
Now, if you did draw an incredibly ornate hopscotch in front of a gym, so you put flowers, you draw the hopscotch, and then you draw flowers around it, and as people are walking out, go, hey, will you do my hopscotch, and video them.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
And then you start a YouTube channel of random hopscotch.
Yep. It's it triggered me. Another thing is to maybe do like a scavenger hunt too, like around town.
No, you do that down the road, but that's too much coordination. I want you to keep it incredibly simple. But if you have people that are randomly jumping your hopscotch and you take videos and you put them on a YouTube channel. It's Random Hopscotch. I don't even know if that domain name's taken. RandomHopscotch.com?
Okay. Yeah. Why not?
Because here's the thing, is then when you actually do a scavenger hunt and people are following you, then you can coordinate some sort of an event. All right, Gal-Pal, thanks for the call. Nice to hear from you. See you later.
Thank you. Take good care.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
you too.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? My name is Terry.
Hi, Terry. What's your question?
Thank you. Okay, so later this summer, I plan on going back to acting school for at least a full year. And I
Terry, we'll back up a second. Terry, for whatever reason, you're coming across very muffled. So could you put your mouth right up to your speaker on your phone?
Okay.
Because you just came across as, like, that's better. Okay, so ask me your question again.
Great, Later this summer, I plan on going back to acting school for at least 1 year. And I would like to know if you see anything picking up around an acting career. Or as commercials.
Well, so here's the thing. Is that you heard me talk to Alma, the call before you, about doing random cool stuff?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so what I'm getting here is that I have no problem at all with you going back to acting school. I actually think that would be a good foundation for you. What I'm also getting, though, is that there's a man around you that you're ignoring or will be around you, and I don't want you to ignore him, that's younger than you are, that has some amazing connections to help you get what you want. So this is not a romantic interest at all. He's a friend. He might even be gay, But this young man, dark hair, dark eyes, comes from a wealthy or very connected family, and he's the one that's going to help you.
Okay.
But
but
you do have to get yourself involved in order to meet him. So this is anything you can do to make that happen. And you also need to actually – there's also something else you need to do, Terry – that you need to wait till people finish their entire sentence before you respond at all.
All right. I can do that.
Okay. Because as I'm explaining, you're going, okay, but you're not letting me finish my thought, which is distracting me. So here I'm trying to help you, and I'm trying to let you know that you can have what you want. It boils down to you being incredibly aware, especially of younger men, dark hair, dark eyes, that might be, the guy might be gay, but if nothing else, he's got the vibe of being your little brother. And one of the reasons that I like this kid is I like this kid because there's a sweetness about him. And he is actually going to look at you as though you're sort of a big sister vibe. And that's what I like. The other thing is that you've got to do whatever you can to not worry about money. Because that's what's holding you back in some way. Okay, you keep saying, all right, okay, before I finish my thought. So
that's
why I pointed. See, you're doing it now, too. Let me finish my entire sentence, and then you take a breath, and then you respond. Okay?
I'm listening.
Okay. All I'm trying to tell you is that as someone's trying to explain something to you, you have a habit of cutting them off without even realizing it. And what I want to tell you is that you've got this angel, this young man that's an angel that's coming to you, and you need to be open to receive your blessings. Because what it's saying is that this is you going into a very soft, empowered, waiting, expecting your success to happen vibe, not a chasing vibe. All right, sweetheart, thanks for the call. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much. I'll talk
okay,
to you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Happy New Year. And I just want to know if you see any... Hi. I just want to know if you see any new relationship coming in, you know, 2019.
So there is actually a man that's coming up first and foremost in your cards. He's likely to be a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio. He's a water sign. And this is talking about him being the love of your life. So I don't get to say that to people very often, so that thrills me to my core to be able to say that to you. And the reason I like this guy is that he makes it very clear right from the beginning that he's interested and serious without being obnoxious or weird about it. In other words, he acts like a man that's really interested. And he it says here that he's coming towards you. This says that you're going to be in a serious relationship by August. You may meet him well before August, but the relationship is definitely serious by August. So, yeah, this is your year. So, I'm happy to tell you that, gal pal. All right, sweetheart,
thank
for the call.
You.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Oh, my God. Happy New Year. I didn't expect to get on. It's Lisa from Arizona.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
The next several weeks, do you see it being a positive energy?
Okay, actually what it's saying here is that the energy that's being thrown at you right now is energy that you're ready to deal with.
Okay.
So you've got these cards that talk about the energy being thrown to you and literally being thrown to you is sort of like your spiritual final exam. And that what's interesting about it is that over these next 6 weeks, you get to the point where you, and actually it could be even faster than that, but it's saying that you're in a six-week period where any emotion or thing that gets thrown at you, you're going to learn to not take it personally. And what I'm getting is that it's talking about being able to work the political environment around you to your benefit. So everything that's going on with you right now literally talks about your opportunity to get back into power And then you have the strongest spiritual card that a person can get in any of my readings. And I use a deck called the Osho Zen Tarot deck. And there's an extra card in the deck called the Master. The Master is all the cards in one card. It's having your finger on the energy of the entire universe, all right? What it's saying is that you have not been using that energy to your benefit. Or a better way to say that would be you're not allowing the flow of that energy to work through you, so that when there's any kind of negative struggle energy or vibration, what it's saying is that you tap into that energy and allow it to flow through you to wash away any negative emotion or any negative reaction to any event or situation. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So here's the thing, is that when you ask me, is there a positive influence coming to you this year? Well, the positive influence is already here. And it all boils down to you filling your sense of essence about yourself up so that it actually flows out from your center, not validated by anything outside of yourself. And it's funny because, you know, as I do this work, because I've been, you know, professionally doing this since 2002, this is my 17th year professionally doing this, every now and then I get my own little epiphany. And the recent epiphany is fill yourself first. That's what it boils down to.
Okay.
Fill yourself first. Do not think that it's noble to give from your reserves to somebody else if you have not filled up yourself first. You see?
Right.
So it's not the outside reflection of what's going on with you that's important. It is your own inner judgment of how you're doing, which all boils down to taking care of yourself first. So it's
right.
Not, there's nothing negative coming at you that you can't handle. As a matter
right.
of fact, I almost feel like you're swatting away flies, Terry. You're just swatting them away.
Okay.
All right? Because this is, sorry, I think I might just called you the wrong name. Sorry. What I'm getting is that your cards are talking about, you have the most powerful card here, you're a veil. And it all starts by you not compromising your own inner peace to get what you want. So the big, new, amazing thing is already happening. You just have to let it, not force it, not make it, just let it. Because that's exactly
right.
What's going on with you right now. And it's about time, actually. It's about time you gave yourself permission to fill up. Now, I got one little thing to tell you here at the end. There's a guy around you that is, he's very high maintenance. He's maybe even has a bit of a temper. I want you to avoid this man.
Okay.
Just avoid him because he's not the love of your life. He's not somebody you're supposed to be working with. I actually see he's your final test. The big test for you mm-hmm. to go from limited to unlimited. You see?
Oh, great. Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Lisa. Bye.
Thank you.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question. Ask about how to attract love. Or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. Mona records this broadcast live each Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The phone number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Questions answered by Mona on the program are not a substitute for professional, medical, legal, financial, psychological, or marital advice. Psychic View is intended for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter for special program announcements. If you missed asking a question today, you may download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, and ask as many questions as you like directly on your phone. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. To schedule a session with Mona, please call 702-233-4790. That's 702-233-4790. Or visit her website at www.mona.vegas. Be sure to mention the Psychic View radio program for priority scheduling. Thank you for tuning in today. And remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.